It isn't for the county council, it isn't for the attorney general, and it isn't for me. It's for the Supreme Court to make this determination.
Basic Rights Oregon joins in the governor's wish that this matter receive speedy and final adjudication.
There are now 3 court cases that have been filed.
Not granted the license for which they applied, because Chris and Pat were the same gender.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. The Euro Parliament approves portable partnerships. There's still no conclusion from the Massachusetts marriage con, and Multnomah licenses are locked in legal limbo. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Rick Watts.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending March 13, 2004. The European Parliament this week approved a directive that enhances the international portability of legally recognized gay and lesbian relationships, although not as much as activists and their allies had hoped. The measure still requires the agreement of the European Union member nations' governments before becoming effective in mid-2005. ILGA, the International Lesbian and Gay Association, calls it Europe's first official acknowledgement of the existence of registered same-sex couples, even though the real substance of a draft the EP approved a year ago has been lost to political expediency. The gay-supportive EP Greens agree the final version is a step back. But they and other allies wanted to ensure the controversial law was enacted before parliamentary elections in June and before the EU gains 10 new member nations in May. So what once was a guarantee of full free movement for non-traditional families across national borders within the EU is now a lawsuit waiting to happen, with key terms left deliberately vague. The directive generally refers to spouse without clearly indicating whether same-gender partners are included. When it does make reference to registered partnerships, it extends them free movement only into those nations which treat registered partners equivalent to married couples. Those could be expected to include the Netherlands and Belgium, which have opened legal marriage to gay and lesbian couples, and might also include up to 5 other EU member nations that recognize same-gender couples, probably Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and possibly France and Germany. As for what will soon be 18 other EU member nations, the directive says they shall facilitate the entry and residence of unmarried partners, without clearly defining what that might entail.
Portability is one key distinction between marriage and other forms of recognition for same-gender couples as U.S. states continue their debate. That, and more than 1,100 benefits now conferred exclusively on marriage by U.S. federal law. The debate was spotlighted this week in Massachusetts, where, amidst hundreds of demonstrators from both sides, state legislators reconvened their constitutional convention, or CONCON. Massachusetts' highest court has already ruled that same-gender couples have equal marriage rights and that marriage licenses should be issued to them beginning mid-May. Many state lawmakers are hoping to trump that decision by amending the state constitution to restrict marriage to heterosexual couples. But many opposed that move so that during last month's CONCON session, no proposed amendment was able to advance. For this week's CONCON session, a caucus of gay-supportive lawmakers chose a different strategy, to vote in favor of one proposed anti-gay amendment in order to fend off worse ones, and hope to defeat or at least modify it later. That strategy won 3 rounds for the so-called compromise put forward by State House Speaker Thomas Finneran and State Senate President Robert Travaglini, which says that only the union of one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Massachusetts, but also create civil unions for same-gender couples that shall provide entirely the same benefits, protections, rights, and responsibilities that are afforded to couples under Massachusetts law. But thanks to hours of impassioned debate, the CONCON recessed without taking the 4th vote needed to complete its first stage. Next year's legislature must also approve it before it goes to voters. The current CONCON will reconvene March 29th, with the outcome still in question. And if that session doesn't approve a proposal, at least another year will be added to the minimum 2.5 years before any amendment could go into effect.
In Wisconsin, though, both the House and Senate have given their initial approval to a state constitutional amendment to define marriage as exclusively heterosexual. They'll have to approve the same proposal again in the next session before it can go to the voters. Similar measures are being debated in many U.S. states.
The California State Supreme Court this week ordered San Francisco to stop issuing marriage licenses to same-gender couples, at least for now. The court directed its order to Mayor Gavin Newsom while it considers whether he has exceeded his authority by refusing to enforce the state's voter-passed ban on same-gender marriages. At his order, San Francisco County has licensed more than 4,100 same-gender marriages. The state's highest court also said specifically that its order does not preclude the filing of a separate legal action, raising a substantive constitutional challenge to the current marriage statutes. That challenge was quickly filed as a joint effort of the American Civil Liberties Unions of Northern and Southern California, the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights. 5 of the couples they're representing had made appointments to obtain marriage licenses at San Francisco City Hall, only to see them canceled because of the court order. Other plaintiffs in the action who wish to marry but can't include a 6th couple and members of the gay and lesbian groups Our Family Coalition and Equality California. It could easily be years before California courts actually decide whether same-gender couples have a constitutional right to marry there. More than 200 people joined a march to the state Supreme Court building to protest the court order.
While New Paltz, New York Mayor Jason West was forced to stop solemnizing marriages of gays and lesbians by a court order, by misdemeanor charges brought by the Ulster County District Attorney, and by a threat from the State Attorney General's office to remove him from office if he continues, two Unitarian Universalist ministers took up where he left off. They performed more than a dozen ceremonies for couples on West's waiting list. Now they're under investigation as well, with the waters further muddied as to whether they were performing illegal marriages or constitutionally protected religious ceremonies. More clergy are expected to join in.
Multnomah County, Oregon, may or may not continue to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples in the coming week, as it's done for more than 2,100 couples so far. Until midday March 15th, the county will stop issuing licenses even to heterosexual couples while mulling the question. Oregon Attorney General Hardy Myers this week issued an opinion that state law indeed prohibits clerks from issuing licenses for same-gender marriages, but also that that law is discriminatory, and the state Supreme Court will probably find that it violates the state's constitution. He does believe that until there's a definitive court ruling, the licenses should not be issued. His opinion is more or less shared not only by Multnomah County's own attorney, but by the state legislature's counsel. Lawsuits pro and con are in process, and an attempt is being made to put a constitutional amendment barring same-gender marriage on the next ballot.
Joining the marriage movement this week was Asbury Park, New Jersey, where city officials believe state law doesn't explicitly prohibit licensing same-gender couples. A half dozen couples had applied for licenses after the city had quietly let it be known they'd accept those applications, and Deputy Mayor James Bruno solemnized a marriage for two men. New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey quickly warned the city to stop accepting applications or face prosecution. While Asbury Park did freeze all 16 applications in process, the city council also voted to sue the state to legitimize the marriage already performed. A major lawsuit for equal marriage rights is currently on appeal in New Jersey.
A similar lawsuit was filed this week in the state of Washington, as a half dozen gay and lesbian couples are suing King County after being denied marriage licenses. They may have a friend in Seattle Mayor Greg Nickels, who issued a mayoral order that any of the city's gay and lesbian employees who may have married elsewhere should receive spousal benefits. He was immediately sued by two national religious right groups.
Marriage hoopla in the U.S. practically drowned out media coverage of the first openly partnered gay Anglican bishop's official assumption of duties as the Episcopal Church's ninth bishop of New Hampshire. Gene Robinson was ritually invested in that role as his predecessor handed him a ceremonial staff before a capacity crowd. His partner of 15 years, Mark Andrew, took part in the ceremony.
Israel's parliament this week rejected by a 2-to-1 margin a proposal to create civil marriages, even for heterosexuals. While marriages performed elsewhere are recognized in Israel, the only ones legally performed there are by rabbis in accordance with Orthodox Jewish law.
And finally, what's believed to be South Korea's first public gay wedding was held this week in Seoul. Lee Sang-chul and Park Jong-jun tried to officially register their marriage, but their application was refused. They did affirm their relationship with a notarized document, as well as a solemn traditional wedding ceremony, a sizable party, and a honeymoon, including a visit to an amusement park.
That's News Wrap for the week ending March 13, 2004. Written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community. For This Way Out, I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Rick Watts.
Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded through direct charitable donations from our listeners, and we thank you. To find out how you can help keep This Way Out on the air and get some queer audio history and timeless music in the bargain, or for audio cassette subscription information, please visit our website at thiswayout.org, email us at tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA.
A queer couple's marriage struggle is celebrated in song later in the program. Right now, Doug Stevens and the Outband envision a matrimonial miracle in white from their From Christopher DeCastro CD.
Society set up to help some people, and I knew that was true when I was young. Rules and regulations and laws take their toll to tell us that our love is wrong. So even when I found love, I knew that wedding bells would never ring for me. But I had a dream last night that you were by my side to promise for eternity. And I saw a miracle in white, and I saw you walking down the aisle, and you take my hand, there's a gold wedding band, and you say that you'll take this man. Thought I'd see the day when two men could walk down the aisle. But I believe in miracles, and I know for sure that one day that I'll turn to you and I'll see a miracle in white. And I'll see you walking down the aisle, and you'll take my hand, there'll be a gold wedding band, and you'll say that you'll see a miracle in white, and I see you walking down the aisle, and you'll take my hand. There's a gold wedding band, and you say that you'll take this man.
Ever since Multnomah County, Oregon began issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples in early March, events on the legal landscape have mushroomed. Each day brings new developments. Adrian Wilson of KLCC in Salem and Andy Seaton at KBOO in Portland report on the situation as of March 12.
After more than a week spent examining state statutes and the Oregon Constitution, lawyers in the Attorney General's office have come to an uncertain conclusion on same-sex marriages. The Attorney General's opinion is not a legal ruling, but does provide guidance on the matter for state agencies and counties. For example, it directs the DMV not to grant name changes on driver's licenses for those gays who got marriage licenses in Multnomah County. Governor Ted Kulongoski, who favors civil unions for gay couples, says the final decision will be made by one group.
It isn't for the county council, it isn't for the attorney general, and it isn't for me. It's for the Supreme Court to make this determination.
Kulongoski says same-sex marriages that have already been performed will hang in limbo until a ruling by the Oregon Supreme Court, which will be at least several months away. And while he doesn't have the authority to order Multnomah County to stop issuing marriage licenses to gays, the governor is asking that the practice come to a halt. I'm Adrian Wilson in Salem.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon and Basic Rights Oregon held a news conference to respond to the Oregon Attorney General's opinion announced this afternoon. Roe Thorpe, director of Basic Rights Oregon, says the Attorney General's opinion supported the rights of gays and lesbians to marry in Oregon.
Today, the Oregon Attorney General, Hardy Myers, found merit in our position that the Oregon Constitution does not permit discrimination against same-sex individuals. Prior to today, three legal opinions clearly indicated that such discrimination would violate the Oregon Constitution. In the wake of the Attorney General's opinion, Basic Rights Oregon is emboldened by the fact that no credible legal opinions have found that discrimination based on sexual orientation is permissible in Oregon. Basic Rights Oregon joins in the governor's wish that this matter receive speedy and final adjudication in the Oregon Supreme Court, where we are confident that the rights of gay men and lesbians will be upheld. We speak on behalf of the more than 2,100 newlywed couples and their families who have, for the first time in Oregon's history, had the ability to protect their relationships and families through marriage. We are disappointed that the governor would encourage the county to deny any Oregonian basic constitutional rights in the interim.
The ACLU of Oregon, Director David Fedanke, then detailed the legal reasoning in the Attorney General's opinion.
That not only was the denial of marriage licenses unconstitutional because it was discrimination based on sexual orientation, but also that it was discrimination based on gender. Today, the Oregon Attorney General has agreed with our analysis. The Attorney General has agreed with the analysis of Multnomah County Council Agnes Sewell. The Attorney General has agreed with the analysis of Legislative Counsel Greg Chamoff. They are all unanimous. Marriage discrimination is unconstitutional under the Oregon Bill of Rights. Multnomah County had the foresight and the courage to do what was right.
Fedanke then went on to describe the lawsuits filed to stop gay marriage here in Multnomah County.
There are now three court cases that have been filed by opponents of Multnomah County's action. There will be a hearing before Judge Frank Bearden in Multnomah County Circuit Court on motions to dismiss the first two lawsuits. That is the open meetings lawsuit and the petition for an alternative writ of mandamus. That writ still has not issued from the court, but the lawsuit has been filed. There is a third suit that's been filed in the Oregon Supreme Court, which is also a petition for an alternative writ of mandamus. As I understand it from our attorneys, the county has 14 days to respond to that. The Oregon Supreme Court has discretion about whether they accept jurisdiction of that case. So there's, you know, going to be a lot of things happening. And I have to tell you that it would not surprise me if in the current days more lawsuits are filed. I can tell you that we are looking into the possibility of filing our own lawsuit.
I'm Andy Seaton, KBO News.
On March 13th, according to a report in The Oregonian, about 150 people attended a prayer event sponsored by the Christian Coalition of Oregon to condemn homosexuality, same-gender marriages, and the Multnomah County commissioners who authorized them, as organizers circulated petitions to recall Chair Diane Lynn and Commissioner Lisa Nato. As this week's This Way Out goes into distribution on March 15th, Lynn was expected to announce whether or not the county would continue to issue marriage licenses to couples of any sexual orientation.
I now pronounce you spouses for life.
I'm here protesting the state acknowledging this abomination before God.
The county chair does not have the ability to change 150 years of cultural, political, and legal history.
Attempts to redefine marriage in a single state or city could have serious consequences throughout the country.
Is fear what What unites us is love. We must ask ourselves what we're afraid of. For no matter what manner of loving we choose, it's the love that our spirit is made of. Now if this is truly of the free, and if we're a compassionate nation, we must ask ourselves what family values we hold if we treat others with condemnation. For the best lesson that we can teach our young children is that families come in all kinds, and the world will be so much more joyous and peaceful. Is fear. What unites us is love. We must ask ourselves what we're afraid of. For no matter what manner of loving we choose, it's the love that our spirit is made of.
With a few contrary voices we added at the top, that was The Ballad of Chris and Pat by Ithaca, New York-based singer-songwriter Jody Kessler from her CD No Solid Ground. For more information, you can check out jodykessler.com. That's JodyKessler.com. Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, Rick Watts, Graham Underhill, Fensberry, and Rex Walkner contributed program material. Thanks also to J.D. Doyle and to KBOO-FM Portland, Oregon Evening News and Public Affairs Director Robert Jefferson and reporter Andy Seaton and Adrian Wilson of KLCC-FM in Salem, Oregon. Doug Stevens and the Outband and Jody Kessler performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by a grant from Clarissa Pincola Estes, La Sociedad de Guadalupe Foundation, and through direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. You too can help keep this program on the air and get some queer history, music, and cinema CDs as our gift. For all the details, log on to thiswayout.org. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on KUGS Bellingham, Washington, MVS Radio Amsterdam, the Netherlands, WRVU Nashville, Tennessee, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station.
Now, y'all, stay tuned.